What we're looking at is a statue of the god, as you would see it in a temple. Just the sort of statue that Kumaragupta himself might have commissioned. It's a tradition of temple imagery that emerges here and continues to the present day. And on the other side of the coin is King Kumaragupta, also with a peacock. But unlike Kumara, he doesn't ride this peacock. Instead, he elegantly offers grapes to his god's sacred bird. Crowned and haloed, the king wears heavy earrings and an elaborate necklace, and the inscription tells us that this is Kumaragupta, deservedly victorious, with an abundance of virtues. The gold coin does what coins have always done uniquely well. They tell everyone who handles them that their ruler enjoys the special favour of heaven, and in this case, the special favour of heaven's commander-in-chief, because he's linked in a particular way to the god Kumara. It's a form of mass communications invented around the death of Alexander that rulers have exploited ever since. The grace of God claimed for the queen on every British penny stands in the same tradition as Kumaragupta's coin. But Kumaragupta's image of his god is about much more than the theology of power. It also speaks of a universal human desire. Like all the objects this week, it's evidence of the longing for a direct personal connection with the divine, which everyone, not just the king, could access. Mediated by statues and images, it's a relationship that's been central to Hinduism ever since.